Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori. If it's trending, we're talking about it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the TKO podcast. This is Ori, my co-host. Keisha is still on leave celebrating the birth of her child. She'll be back soon. She'll be back probably right in time for the playoff basketball. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about NBA basketball, but I want to be specific about it. You know, New York Knicks are actually balling this year. And for years and years and years, people talk about the Knicks being relevant. How much the NBA is better if the Knicks are relevant. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand what that means. An NBA is built on star players. So to talk about this, I got a couple of my friends who are native New Yorkers and they love the Knicks. And they're going to answer this question for me because honestly, I don't understand why people say the NBA is better if the Knicks are relevant. But maybe they can convince me and help me out. Also, we're going to talk about, can the Brooklyn Nets ever overtake the New York Knicks? Check out what they had to say. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, I'm continuing this conversation with my New York friends. We're talking about the Knicks. So I have a question. First of all, I got to bring in my guest, Daniel Chang. Man, what's up, man? Welcome back to the TKO podcast.
What's going on, Ori? Thanks for having me.
I saw, now on our last episode, you had on your Giant hat. Now you got on your Knicks hat. So you all full Knicks throttle. Y'all finally going to make the playoffs and whatnot. How you feeling about your squad?
It has been a long time coming. I have seen the mountaintop finally. Once again, it's been 8 years since the last time I've been proud to be a Knicks fan. And here we are. Listen, I was skeptical this whole season. I was waiting for the wheels to fall off. And it hasn't happened yet. So I'm going to ride this wave. It's probably going to happen, but I am going to ride this wave.
I've been wanting to ask you, and I've asked my other guests on the podcast because, y'all, you know, I want to talk to serious, authentic New York fans. And I don't want to talk to some of these media-driven people because it's just some things I don't understand. So I'm going to ask you a question. Before you answer, I want to give my thoughts. And you tell me if you agree with me, disagree with me, or give me your own thoughts. So I hear this all the time, Dan, excuse me, call me by your brother. And I don't understand this. Why does the media constantly say the NBA is better if the Knicks are relevant? And here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I understand Madison Square Garden. That's the thing. I've been to Madison Square Garden. So if you want to say that as far as atmosphere, there's nothing like, or it'd be great if games were played at Madison Square Garden during NBA playoffs. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But to say that the NBA would be better if the Knicks are relevant makes no sense to me, Dan, because it's a star-driven league. The NBA is better with stars. And to me, it's like this. It's stars and then it's brands. So stars first and brands. We all know that the NBA is better if LeBron is playing. I have to admit that when LeBron was it was not, right? You know what I mean? So we want to see LeBron. We want to see KD. We want to see Steph Curry. Yes, I'm biased. I think we want to see Joel Embiid. We want to see Giannis. We want to see the Joker. To me, those things go off the chain first before brands. Okay, so do you say, okay, brands. Okay, you got your Lakers. You got your Celtics. You have the Spurs. I'm going to say, the Sixers, Knicks, Bulls, but I wouldn't even say Bulls because I'll say that was, I think when I think Bulls, I think Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? To me, it seems like it's media driven. It seems like it's people from the New York City area because people from New York, and I've had roommates from New York. I know how y'all get down. If it ain't New York, it ain't shit. Y'all better than everybody. Y'all give a fuck about it. No, y'all the best. Ain't nothing better than New York. Oh, New York, New York, New York. And I love New York. I love New York. My mother-in-law lives in New York. I got some of my friends. I love New York City. But y'all attitude, y'all New Yorkers' attitudes about everybody else, y'all just think y'all above everybody. And I think it's media-driven. And I think it's clouds your judgment. So am I wrong to feel that way or is this right? And if it's right, please convince me why this statement is correct. Because I don't see it.
You're entitled to your opinion, but listen, as a Knicks fan, someone who has seen the lowest of lows for almost 2 decades, mm-hmm. and had one little good season. Listen, the NBA is better, man. The NBA is so much fun. All right, I'm biased. I'm a Knicks fan. Uh-huh, but the NBA is so much fun when the Knicks are good. Listen,
why?
When in terms of, I know you mentioned the Garden, yes. but I feel like the Knicks, even when we're bad, we bring the best out of those opposing players. We bring the best because that stage, it's the mecca of basketball.
So you're talking about Madison Square Garden.
I'm talking about Madison Square Garden, yes. but however, everyone, the Knicks have been a joke and everyone makes fun of the Knicks and everyone wants to just beat down on the Knicks. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's always that extra little push from whatever players come in and play the Knicks to just take it up a level. Now right. that they're good, players are going to start being like, or players are starting to be like, yo, these guys are serious. All right, let's go.
Now, wait a minute. You still got Dolan. You still got Dolan, bro.
Why you got to remind me that? Why you got to remind me
I'll
about that?
I'll keep it at 100. That's what we Listen, do on this podcast.
I was on a high. You just took me down here. Listen. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. You just made me have PTSD. But however, as long you notice with the new regime, I haven't heard a peep from Dolan this whole season. The new regime, we got the Leon Rose.
Yeah, Rose.
We got Worldwide West. Mm-hmm. We still got Scott Perry. Mm-hmm. And then we got Tibbs, man. Mm-hmm. I'm knocking on wood. As long as Dolan doesn't start meddling with any trades or any signings and just Dolan, just stay with your band. Go on. COVID's about to be over. Just go do your tour. Go do your little band thing, Dolan. Do not come near the Knicks.
Stay with Oakley in the building. Oakley gonna be in the building, bro.
Listen, I hope Oakley better be in the building for that first Madison Square Garden playoff game in the last 8 years, man. Like, honestly, if Madison Square Garden fully opens, listen, that place is going to be rocking. Like, playoffs, New York Knicks.
Isn't it media driven a little bit? Isn't like, as we say, y'all or the media, whomever is doing too much to make y'all more, why can't it just be about the Knicks? Like I said, if you want to sell me Madison Square Garden, I get that. I get the celebrities and the New York fans, and because New York and Philly, like y'all, for like y'all come down there. I know New York fans. Y'all are entertaining, just like us. We go to y'all place. We entertaining too. So I get the whole atmosphere and whatnot. But but why? And no disrespect, like because my squad, we won a chip back in '83, and I was a young boy. It was one of the happiest days of my life as a kid. For my, you know, to have a championship as a kid, what it means when you're a kid, it was so great.
Yeah.
But the Knicks haven't won one since before I was born. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was there and I was watching on the finals with Starks and the Bulls and against Houston and the Spurs. And I think that was the last time you were in the finals, right? 99 or something like that. Yeah, 99. That was the last
time.
Yeah. So how can it be? So basically, when I hear that, basically y'all saying the NBA hasn't been good since 1999. That's what doesn't make sense to me. So that's why I'm like, I'm trying to use logic. Like, I don't understand what that means. If you wanted to say home games, when the Knicks have a home playoff game, that is so good for the NBA, you got me. But to oversell this, the Knicks making the NBA more relevant, like it's better if the Knicks are in it, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not buying that. I'm just not.
I get that perspective. It is definitely media driven, but listen, Knicks fans are the ones going to be the ones suffering when we fall off that cliff again, because the media's hyping us up now.
Right.
But as soon as something bad happens.
Right.
Whoop. That negative sentiment back.
Yeah,
but I totally get where you're coming from. Like,
all right,
cool. It is the NBA. It runs through LeBron. The NBA runs through LeBron. The NBA runs through LeBron.
Hold on,
listen, if LeBron was on the Knicks.
Oh, woo, okay. Now woo. You got me. Yeah, of course. Like, if LeBron was, yes, you absolutely. Like, that would be amazing. You know what I'm saying? You know, but LeBron is his own brand. It's funny because LeBron, look, to me, LeBron and Laker, it still don't even make sense. Like, it doesn't even seem right because he's so good. He's his own brand. Yeah. When I think LeBron and I say team, like Cleveland, like just for half a second, when I see Cleveland for half a second, I think LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but since we're talking about the NBA and NBA is about stars, there are stars that actually are playing in New York City. Okay, they might not be in Manhattan, but they're in the borough of Brooklyn. You got KD, champion, two-time champion, former MVP. You got Kyrie Irving, champion, hit clutch shot right in Steph Curry's mug. You got Harden, a great MVP. These guys play on the island of New York City, and New Yorkers don't give two poops about him. Please explain to me, how is it the fact that Brooklyn is not overtaking the Knicks? And will that ever happen? Will, or put it like this, could this star regime overtake him, or will Brooklyn just by itself ever overtake the New York Knicks?
Listen. Listen.
Listen. Uh-oh, three listens.
Riddle me this. Have you ever heard of a Nets fan? Probably one in your whole life, one with like a Jason Kidd. That was when they were in Jersey.
Yeah,
the Nets come up in New York. Think that like they, I remember they got KG, they got Paul Pierce, all that stuff. Deron Williams, they faltered. Nothing happened. Maybe got some fans, had some bandwagoners come up from wherever they came from. But man, listen, this city is Knicks City.
But y'all got stars.
The New York Knicks.
But
it's the whole state. New York is a whole state. Brooklyn is a borough. New York is a whole state. New York Knicks, we got the history. We got the Clyde Fraziers. We got the 90s. We got that grit, that defense, those battles with Jordan. And then we got, all right, yes, we have 20 years of ineptitude. But listen, we had the Linsanity. Mm-hmm. We had the Melo years. Listen, Knicks, when the Knicks go on a two-game winning streak, you look outside the garden and you got people going crazy. When Brooklyn's winning 40 games, I don't see anyone outside the Barclays Center. Like, is it even open? Like, I don't even know. Listen, all respect, and like Brooklyn, listen, they have three closers. They are going to be crazy in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to New York and who owns New York, it's right here. It's right here. The New York Knicks.
Tip that head again.
New York Knicks. The Knickerbockers, man. We run New York when we're bad, and we run New York when we're halfway decent. That's it.
Like, yes, New York, the Knicks are, I mean, that's, you know, they're the originals. You know what I mean? Like, and Brooklyn is like the remix. It's like the new, you know, they like the new kids and whatnot. But I find it odd that with those, like, these are mega stars, dude. Three mega stars in New York City, all about the best and the Mecca. And here are three future Hall of Famers. You know what I mean? Because we can't say that about anybody really on the Knicks. And maybe Derrick Rose. We don't know what Randall's going to be. But we definitely got three future Hall of Famers playing right now in New York City in their prime. And y'all could give two, like I said, poops about that. I don't understand.
If
Brooklyn was just good on his own good, but you got three stars.
Listen.
In New York, y'all care about stars and shit, but you don't care about these. I don't understand.
No one cares about the Nets. Listen, hopefully this doesn't happen. And say the Nets win a championship.
Oh God, yeah, please no.
You go to that ticker tape parade. I don't think I'm gonna see anyone there. Maybe those you always in NBA you always get those individual fans. I'm a fan of Kyrie. I'm following KD wherever he goes. I'm following James Harden wherever he goes. You'll get those fans who fly out from wherever they're from, Oklahoma City or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But that's it, man. Like, listen, I guarantee you will have Nick fans at that ticker tape parade booing those guys the whole time. And you'll Bank on it. Bank. This thing is recorded right now. Bank on that. You will hear the boos from the Knicks fans from the streets, booing them out of town.
Now, what if the Nets, God, I hope they don't, because if they do, that means we lost it and I want my squad to win it. But let's say the Brooklyn Nets somehow win it and they say, you know what, just to mess with y'all, they're going to start their parade uptown in Harlem and they're going to work. And they definitely going to do a circle around MSG and then cut across the Brooklyn Bridge and then ended it in Barclays Center. Would you feel if they did that? If they took that parade route from uptown all the way and they went past the Madison Square Garden?
I'm gonna tell you right now, as I said, there's gonna be boos and then there's gonna be a human barricade of people in Julius Randle jerseys just sitting there. Y'all ain't getting through this bridge. Y'all ain't going back home. That's exactly what's gonna happen. And I'm gonna be watching and eating my popcorn, watching them stop that parade and shut it down. I can't wait. Well, actually, I can't wait. I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, be prepared to see that. Be prepared to see a human barricade stopping that whole thing from happening.
That is funny. That is funny. Wow. That's crazy. All right. Well, Dan, thank you again for coming on the TKO podcast, sharing your insights and whatnot. We'll definitely have you back on. And take care, be safe, and stay healthy.
Appreciate it, Ori. Thanks for having me, man.
Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. That's right. So I got another native New Yorker on the TKO podcast. Me and my homie, we go way, way back. My homeboy Malachi, what's going on, bro?
What's up, man? That's in New York.
Yeah, did I get it? New Yorker? My roommates from New York, my college roommates. So, you know, I try to, it's hard to get that accent down and whatnot. But, you know, I think I got the York part. You know, New York. So, I've been wanting to have this conversation with a bunch of New York fans, friends for a long time. You are now guest number two. I already spoke to my boy Danny from New York. Now I want to speak to you about this Knicks thing that happens.
The resurgence.
And I don't understand it. No, y'all good this year. Y'all balling. I'm gonna definitely give you that. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this question, but before you answer the question, I have to give my thoughts on, you know, how I feel about this. Okay. I feel like the national media, especially ESPN, and anybody from New York that's in the national media, for years, they say this thing, they make the Knicks so much more relevant than they are. And that's no disrespect, but here is where I'm coming from. The Knicks, based on championships, and this is the year 2021. As we record this podcast, everybody, this is 2021, okay? All right, so we know what year it is. Based on their history, why do people keep saying over and over again, if the Knicks are in the final, if the Knicks are in it, the NBA is more relevant, the NBA is better. Well, based on what? Because we all know the NBA is about stars, okay? So if you want to tell me that if LeBron's not in it, okay, you're going to give me that. You want to tell me that KD's not in it? You want to tell me that Steph Curry's not in the NBA? Or finals and things like that, I get it. The NBA is about stars, number one. Number two, it is about brands. Okay, so as far as championship goes, you got the Lakers, you got the Celtics, and then you got the brands like the Knicks, like the Sixers, like the Spurs. I would say the Bulls, only because basketball's, you know, players can ball in Chicago. But when I think Chicago Bulls basketball, I think Michael Jordan. So I really don't think Bulls brand. Okay, so in that long about way, and I need you to give me the real answer, not the native New Yorker answer. Okay, first of all, am I wrong to think that way? Oh, here's one more thing. I know I'm throwing a whole bunch at you because this bothers me so much. If you want to tell me Madison Square Garden, yes, I'll accept that. MSG is the truth. I've been there, so I understand that. So if you want to tell me that, oh, having the stage of Madison Square Garden be relevant, how cool it would be in NBA, I understand that. But don't give me the damn Knicks. I don't understand. I don't buy it. Tell me why I am wrong, Malachi.
It's hilarious for someone from Philly to sit here and go, championships are really the marker that... Like Philly?
I wasn't. I wasn't. I, I wasn't hype about a city. I wasn't hyping. I was just being asked about the Knicks and what the Met and the national media says this, man. It bothers the hell out of me. So I need my New York friends to help me out because I'm missing something, obviously. Help me out, brother.
You know, especially when we talk about ESPN, mm-hmm. I think it is worth mentioning that a lot of people who work at ESPN, who are behind the scenes at ESPN, make a lot of the decisions at ESPN, they are from the Northeast. Like, mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. of people come out of New York. So it's like, yeah, there's some bias there. I will grant you that.
Okay.
you know, yeah, everything's just so much right. It's like, everything's great for the Knicks and real, man.
But for the NBA or for the boroughs, I don't understand.
No, okay. Well, I mean, when I was growing up, the Knicks were always good. Like, maybe not, you know, winning the title good or whatever, but I mean, we were in it every year. We were playing meaningful games every year. We were in the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm, I mean, we were a hard out in the playoffs every year. So it's like, there, like, I understand, like, you know, championships, but there was a time when, like, the Knicks was supposed to be like the next big thing all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, Jordan had the league by the neck, but, like, it was Jordan, and there's, like, all the teams around Jordan that was supposed to be like this thing, you know. Mm-hmm. The Suns had their little, like, shine for a hot minute. The Sixers mm-hmm. was good. You know, the mm-hmm. Pacers were real good. And the Knicks were right there, too. And to a lesser extent, Miami. No shade on Miami. But, and it was like, yo, all right, you know. And then, you know, when Michael get out of there, if something happened, if they fall off, we about to be right in there, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like there was a significant time when the Knicks was for real. And, you know, when I was preparing for this podcast, I was going back and I was trying to remember when my understanding of the Knicks and our fandom and my fandom specifically changed. And I was like, oh yeah, it was that year. It was the lockout. Is before and after the lockout season.
Mm-hmm.
Before the lockout, we was in the playoffs. We were like, you know, like a rough and tumble team mm-hmm. built on defense, which is the way I thought basketball teams were supposed to be, you know, played. Michael mm-hmm. Jordan, like, yeah, all the posters of him dunking on everybody, but it's like A1 defender, you know.
Right.
The Warriors, when they run in the table and everything, people talk about Curry shooting it from the logo and everything, but, you know, they have top defense too. Like, that's how you were supposed to play.
Right.
And, like, the lockout comes,
mm-hmm.
we trade away my favorite player, and then I was like, oh, all right, we finally gonna blow up this team. We tired of losing in the second round. Patrick Ewing, you're finally gonna trade his bum. Let me not shave Patrick I hated Patrick.
Okay, that gotta be how is that possible? He's top five Nick.
Old knees from jump. It was never as good as any of the centers around. Like, whatever. John Starks was that dude.
Why y'all love John Starks so damn much? Come on, because of the dunk. He dunked on Jordan.
John Starks was that dude. Maybe not the clutchest person in the world, but he would drop it. Like, in his day, he would drop them on you. Like, and we traded him away. I was like, all right, we finally gonna blow up this team. Cool. And they trade John Starks and don't trade away Ewing that year. We have the shortened lockout season. We get this kid named Latrell Sprewell, who just choked out his coach or something. And I'm like, oh, this team is horrible. This team is like sucks. Why would y'all do this? And then I remember that entire season, I was like, oh my God, please just lose. Oh my God, please just lose. Dolan's going to take the wrong message from this. He's going to keep going and think that we're only a few pieces away, but we need to blow up this team. And we go to the finals, get swept out of there by the better team. And then, like, you know, yeah, we're going to take a few things, you know, we're just switch around a few things. We're right there. And, like, we get knocked out the next season in the first round, and looking at it on Wiki, and I was like, yeah, and then started the winter, because that season when I was like, we need to blow up this team and we go to the finals instead and lose, we get knocked out in the first round next year, we don't win another playoff series for 20 years. Like, that's how bad decision-making gets all of a sudden. And, like, and we've only won, like, I'm sorry, we won one playoff series since with Melo.
Melo.
But that's it. In 21 years since. Like, that's all right. But to answer your question, so to go from, like, we're all in there to now this is where we are, like the when the Knicks are good, I feel like it gives the whole league a storyline. Because when the Knicks are good, the Knicks, you know, don't really have a lot of star players or anything like that. But when the Knicks are good, it's like, oh, yeah, look at these teams coming up. Look at this next big thing coming up. And, you know, it just, it makes it feel like everything's, you know, ironically, more fair. The Knicks got a chance, and we all got a chance. You should be rooting for the Knicks, too.
I am. Okay. I the storylines I get, and, you know, being as though I'm from the Northeast, just like you, you know, we do tend to think we're a little better. Now, people from New York, they think they're extra better. Y'all, and listen, I'm joking, but I'm serious, because y'all know the Mecca.
That's fair.
Right. Y'all don't give a fuck about nobody.
I'm gonna push back on that.
If it ain't New York, it ain't shit. You know what I mean? That's the attitude that y'all always had. You know what I mean? So I think that kind of trickles down and translate to people that's in the media and that's, you know, fans and everybody who patronizes the product. So, and I also get that, you know, in my opinion, the real, you know, real ball players, other than like Indiana, real ball players come from the city. It's, you know, the New York, Philly, Baltimore, LA, you know what I mean? DC, you know, real, I mean, some, the greatest players, you know, of course I'm a pipe behind myself, you know, to me, the greatest players come from Philly, you know what I'm saying? So Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bean Bryant, just off the top of my head, you know what I'm saying? So,
I really argue too much past that.
But so I understand that people from New York know the game of basketball. You know, they know, I mean, people from New York, you know, they're sports fans, they know their stuff, you know what I mean? So, and they know the game of basketball. And so I think for them to not have, you know, the brand of winning championship success, I understand why, you know, the media says that. And again, Madison Square Garden is a famous building. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, hey, my man from Philly, and this one of the greatest boxers ever, but my man from Philly, Joe Frazier, knocked Muhammad Ali out in Madison Square Garden. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Madison Square Garden has storylines. It has history. Spike Lee, you think of Madison Square Garden, you think of Spike Lee, you think of Reggie Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like that drama. So if you want to give me the drama.
Oh, wait. Spike Lee, yeah, right. I got it. I was like, are you thinking Madison Square Garden? Are you thinking Reggie Miller? I was like, what? Spike Lee and Reggie. That made more sense in my head. Okay, cool. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I get that, you know, the Knicks, you know, just as far as, you know, the media capital of the world, number one market, you know, obviously you want that. But I just feel like when it comes to the NBA is about stars. Stars first and then team brands later. New York City loves stars, okay? And currently, there are three superstar players playing in New York City, okay? So, as you see the question on the board.
Yep.
As you laugh. Before you answer that, I want you to think about it this way. How is it possible that in New York City, where y'all know basketball, New York City, y'all know basketball. You know basketball. That's why I got you on the show, because you know ball. Why could y'all give two shits about three Hall of Famers playing in New York City? How does that not make you happy and excited? I don't understand it. Please, Malachi, help a brother out, and then please answer that question. Would the Brooklyn Nets ever overtake the New York Knicks? Answer that first one, though.
And sure, help me. Sure answer. Is hell no. hell no. Hell no. And like the people who are Nets fans now were Nets fans then. Like they were like when they were in Jersey, that's still half of like Manhattan, New York people who just moved over to Jersey because it's cheaper. Right. Like, yeah, there's a lot of bleed over between those two fan bases. So the fact that you were in New Jersey where the rent's cheaper, like, that don't mean nothing. Like, okay, it's fine. Oh, now we're in Brooklyn. All right. And all of your, like, all of your fans are coming from Elizabeth. Like, everybody know. Whatever. It's almost worse for to answer it for real. It's almost worse for the Nets that the Knicks have been this bad for this long. Because stick with me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost worse for them that the Knicks have been this bad for this long. Because now the fan bases are starved. Like, we're starved for success. Okay. So now the bar is so low.
Like throwing crumbs, like, these are regular.
Like, yo, like the Knicks fans are so whatever. And so it's like, okay. So the Nets are like, look at us. We spending all this money. We're getting this. We're, you know, whatever. But like now when you put them things next to each other, like, I'm sure there's some people in Brooklyn who are like walking around in those ugly jerseys, like, yeah, the Nets. But for the most part, like, everyone else is so happy that the Knicks are even relevant. Like, that the Nets would have to finish with the best record, and they're not. But like, the bar for them is the chip or everything has been a waste. And for like the Knicks, it's just like, oh, we made it to the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
You made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, you know, it happened at a really bad time, I guess, for the Nets. But like, I mean, I said that we talked about this on your show last time. They've learned nothing. The Nets franchise has learned nothing. When they first came over to Brooklyn, they spent their entire future trying to get Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, you know, to get over there with who was the point guard at the time?
Oh, Darren Williams? No.
It was Williams.
Yeah.
And they spent all their money, traded away all the draft picks and stuff to get them over there. And like, it blew up immediately. And then they were just like in the basement because they had no draft picks. And it was like, okay, we finally get out of there. We finally draft some nice, you know, like, strong players and everything. We're getting out from under there. And they do it all over again. And they sent everything out to get Harden in there with all the money they just threw on Kyrie and KD. And just like, all right, I mean, it's cool. It's going to blow up. Like, y'all just making a 2020 Thunder. It ain't work then either, you know. But whatever, man. the Nets going to have they shine for the next 2 years, maybe. Maybe. 2 years. And then they're going to be right back in the basement. And the Knicks, God willing, can be exactly where we are right now. And no one will care about the Nets. So, even in Brooklyn. No.
All right, my man Malachi, I appreciate you joining the podcast. I appreciate you giving your perspective. We're definitely going to have you back on. All right, y'all. So there you have it, everybody. You know, so they're going to stick to that. They love people from New York, the Knicks fans. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to jump ship and join the Nets, even though they got three superstars over there and whatnot. So they're going to stick with their Knicks, and I think that makes sense to me. You know what I mean? I definitely understand that. Still not convinced that the NBA is better if the Knicks are relevant. You know, like I said, the NBA is about star players, and that's what people really care about. So anyway, again, thank you for watching the TKO podcast. We really appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We got some upcoming episodes. Hopefully, my co-host will be back soon. We'll be talking about the Sixers playoff. Let's get this chip, Philly. Let's go Sixers. All right, y'all. Stay safe. Peace.